जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान जमुना तीरा बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय गौरनीताय गौरनीताय जय गौरनीताय जय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि Thank you. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सरसी भाई निगेशलभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की पुष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सरसी भाई निगेशल भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा शरिगौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप महाप्रधाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री कृष्ण राम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंभु डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंभु डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू शंभु डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुड गुण गौरांग ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिक वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च ईरूपं सागरजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 9 लॉर्ड चैतन्य ट्रेवल टू द होली प्लेसेस एंड टेक्स्ट वी विल रीड टुडे 21, 24, 25 and 26 So please repeat after. श्रुति पाए लक्ष्मी पाए इथे की कारण सॉरी श्रुति पाए लक्ष्मी ना पाए इथे की कारण भट कहे इहा प्रवेशिते नारे मोर मन श्रुति पाए लक्ष्मी ना पाए इथे की कारण। भट्ट कहे इहा प्रवेशिते नारे मोर मन। श्रुति पाए लक्ष्मी ना पाए इथे की कारण। भट्ट कहे इहा प्रवेशिते नारे मोर मन। Shruti Pai, the Vedic authorities got admission. Lakshmi Na Pai and the goddess of fortune could not get admission. Sithe ki karan, what must be the reason for this? Bhatta kahe. Venkat Bhatt replied, Iha this praveshite to enter Nare is not able. Mora mind. Mana mind. Translation. Having been asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why the goddess of fortune could not enter into Rasa dance, whereas the authorities on Vedic knowledge could, Venkat Bhatt replied, I can't enter into the mysterious mysteries of this behavior. Next verse. Ami jiv chudra buddhi sahaje asthir ishwarera lila koti samudra gambhir. Venkat Bhatt then admitted, I am an ordinary human being. Since my intelligence is very limited and I am easily agitated, my mind can't enter within the deep ocean of the pastimes of the Lord. Tumi sakshat sei Krishna jana nija karma, jare janaha sei jane tomar lila morna. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna Himself. You know the purpose of your activities, and the person whom you enlighten can also understand your pastime. Purpose. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and His pastimes can't be understood by blunt material senses. One has to purify the senses by rendering transcendental loving service unto the Lord. When the Lord is pleased and reveals himself, one can understand the transcendental forms, name, qualities, pastime, qualities and pastimes of Lord. This is confirmed in Kath Upanishad 2.23 and in the Mundak Upanishad 3.23. Yam yavaisa vrunute tena labhya taise atma vrunute tanum swam. Anyone who is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can understand his transcendental name, qualities, form and pastimes. This chapter describes the chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling, visiting to South India. We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his South India tour from Jagannath Puri. While he was on the way to South India, on the way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to meet Ramananda Rai on the bank of Kaveri, bank of Godavari. And the very famous conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai took place right on the bank of Godavari River. After that conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes further south. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Rangam. Sri Rangam is the place, the seat of Ramanujacharya. When Ramanujacharya was preaching Vaishnavism, devotional service, Ramanujacharya made his headquarter base Sri Rangam. From there, he preached Vaishnavism all over the India, especially South India. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached there, Sri Rangam temple, then one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking darshan of the deity. Same time, the head priest, or the topmost personality, top authority of the temple, his name was Venkat Bhat Goswami. He was like, you can say that like GBC chairman for this temple. Top personality, spiritually as well as managerial, Venkat Bhat Goswami. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking darshan of Sri Ranganathaji, Vishnu temple. And that time, Venkat Bhat Goswami also came to take the darshan of the deity. So when Venkat Bhat saw the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personal beauty and others, he was very much impressed. And then he came closer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he invited, because he was a grihastha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting a role of a sannyasi. So out of etiquette, some affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he invited that since you are sannyasi, why not you take lunch today in my house? So he extended his invitation, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, okay, noon time, I will come to your house and I will take my lunch with you. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the Kaveri River. Sri Rangam is situated right on the bank of a river, famous river, Kaveri, one of the seven prominent rivers of India. Kaveri ji, one of them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath, noon time he took bath in Kaveri River and he came to Venkat Bhat house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lunch, prasadam, with him. And then little discussion was there. Venkat Bhat Goswami was very much impressed with personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he requested Venkat Bhat Gosai, my dear Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Since now it is Chaturmas is about to begin, why now to stay here with me in my house for continuous 4 months and you perform your Chaturmas Vrat? We know in usually Vaishnava Sadhu, spiritualist, 8 months they travel, preach Krishna consciousness, and for 4 months during Chaturmas they cultivate their own personal Krishna consciousness and they stay in one place, that they don't move. That is a very famous ancient tradition for the transcendentalist. For 4 months they don't go anywhere, they select some particular place, they stay there and they perform Chaturmas. First he invited for one day, one lunch. But then he was inviting that you stay here with me for continuous 4 months, Chaturmas, and you perform your Chaturmas Vrat. And we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that invitation as well. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for continuous four months, Chaturmas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in his house. We can understand his first direct association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not for 1 day, 2 days, continuous for 4 months. They were together. He was a great Vaishnava, Acharya in Sri Sampradaya, topmost Acharya for that time, that period. In the line of Ramanuja Acharya, he was topmost Vaishnava. And he had, though he was in charge for main temple, but he had his own personal deity of Lakshmi Narayan. And every day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Venkat Bhat Goswami was worshipping his personal deity Lakshmi Narayan with intense love and affection. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very much satisfied with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased. For four months, they were staying there. And this incident we are going to read today, it took place, happened almost towards the end of Chaturmas. It means somewhere in Kartik Devothan Ekadasi, that period this conversation took place here, towards the end of Chaturmas. So he was worshipping the deity Sri Vaishnav Bhatt Seve Lakshmi Narayan Tar Bhakti Dekhi Prabhu Tusht Hailaman. He was worshipping deity Lakshmi Narayan. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his devotion towards Lakshmi Narayan, here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that Tar Bhakti Dekhi, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his intense affection, love for Lakshmi, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much satisfied, very much pleased with his host. Because for 4 months they were staying together, nirantar tar sange haila sakhya bhav hasya pari hasya doi sakhya rasabha. So both, because Venkat Bhat was not aware that his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was thinking that one of sannyasi, sadhu, a spiritualist, and he himself was acharya in that his line, Ramanuja Acharya line. So both of them, they developed friendship between them. And sometimes they were joking even each other. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them, jokingly, it appears that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was joking. Prabhu kahe bhat tomar Lakshmi Thakurani kant vaksha sthita prati vartasidam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly asked, your worshipable Lakshmiji always remains on the chest of Narayan. Chest of Narayan is the place, residence for Lakshmi Devi. And she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. Lakshmi Devi, most chaste woman in this creation. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying to Venkat Bhat Goswami, and Amar Thakur Krishna, and my worshipable deity, Upasya Deva, is Krishna. And what is Swarup of Krishna? Gop. He is a gop. He appeared, he took birth in cowherd community, gop. And his profession, what is a gocharak, and he tending the cow, taking care of the cow. Your worshipable deity, Lakshmi Narayan, especially Lakshmi, is such a highly elevated personality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the most chaste woman in this creation, Lakshmi Devi. And my Thakur, my worshipable deity, my Lord Krishna, is a goat, cowherd boy, herding the cow. Sadhvi haya kene chahe tahara sangam. Such a celebrated chaste woman. How come that she wants to associate with Krishna? Apart from her own husband, her husband, Narayan, his chaste woman, she should have maintained his chastity with Narayan. How come that she wants to associate with Krishna, my Lord? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse was spoken by Nagpatni, the wife of Kaliye Nag. While they were praying, Krishna was dancing, seated on the hoop of a Kaliye serpent. Kasyanu bhavusna deva vidmahe tavangri renus parasadhika. Yadvangshaya sri larna chatat chat tapo bihaya kaman suchirat dhritav. Their wives of Kaliye, they are telling, my Lord, O Lord, we don't know how the serpent Kaliye attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune, for this end, perform austerity for century, giving up all other desires and taking austere vow. Indeed, we don't know how the serpent Kaliye got such an opportunity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to prove it, trying to tell Venkat Bhat. Lakshmi ji tries her level best to take part in Ras Leela, in Krishna part. So he was asking how such a chaste woman should not go, just he should be very much faithful to her own husband, Narayan. How come that she wants association with Krishna? So Venkat Bhat Goswami, he was a highly qualified personality, Vidwan. Bhat kahe Krishna Narayan ekai swarup. Venkat Bhat, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. They are identical. Bhat kahe Krishna Narayan ekai swarup, Krishna te adhika lila vaidya. When same Narayan, Vishnu, appears as Krishna, then the pastimes of Lord Krishna becomes more relishable. Otherwise, there is no difference. And since he was also a Vidwan, he also tar sparse nahi jaye pativrata dharm kautuke lakshmi chahen Krishna. Since Krishna and Narayan are identical, they are same. So when Lakshmi ji associates with Krishna, it does not break her vow of chastity. Her chastity remains intact. The vow, it is not broken, because there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. And then Venkat Bhat Goswami again quoted one verse that her also appears in Chaitanya. सिद्धांततस्त भेदेपि श्री श्री कृष्ण स्वरूप सिद्धांत अकॉर्डिंग टू द ट्रांसडेंटल रियलाइजेशन हाईली पर्सनालिटी अकॉर्डिंग ट्रांसडेंटल रियलाइजेशन दैट प्लेटफॉर्म ट्रांसडेंटल प्लेटफॉर्म देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन कृष्ण एंड नारायण सिद्धांततस्त भेदेपि श्री श्री कृष्ण स्वरूप रसेन उत्कृष्ट कृष्ण रसमेश रसस्थिति So Venkat Bhat wanted to say that Lakshmiji, the association with Krishna, it doesn't break her vow of chastity. Then this verse, today verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now said, I have no problem. Prabhu kahe dosh nahi iha. I know that there is no fault on the part of Lakshmi Devi that she wants to associate with Krishna. According to your realization, you are saying that there is no difference between Krishna and Narayana. Prabhu kahe dosh nahi iha ami jan. I also understand, I don't find any fault on the part of Lakshmi Devi. But rasna paila Lakshmi Shastri Yashin. I have heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You say there is no difference between Narayana and Krishna. So, Lakshmi's association with Krishna, there is no any difficulty. That I understand. But, Rasna Paila Lakshmi, Shastra Ihasana. But I have heard that Lakshmi Devi was not admitted. She was not allowed to take part in the Ras Leela. what could be the reason for this? Lakshmi kene na paila ithe ki karan. What was the reason? But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not enter the Ras dance? The authorities of Vedic knowledge could enter the dance and associate with Krishna. When Lord Krishna was about to perform Ras Leela, before that, many highly personality, they performed austerity and they entered, they were allowed to take part in Ras Leela. We know that Rishi of Dandakaranya, saintly person from Dandakaranya, when Lord Ramchandra was in power. That time, many saintly persons, Rishi Muni, they become attracted with Lord Ramchandra as a conjugal male. So for that end, they also, from there, started to austerity, penance, doing bhajan. And when reached Ras Leela, they took birth in Braj area. In the cowherd were different places in Braj. And during Ras Leela, they were admitted, they took a birth as a cowherd girl, and then they were allowed in Ras Leela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that many personalities were admitted and allowed to take part in Ras Leela. But Lakshmi was not. Shruti pai Lakshmi na pai ithe ki karan. This again the 124. Shruti pai, Shruti mane Vedic richa mantra verse. Vedic author Shruti pai, they were allowed, they got admission, they participated in Ras Leela, but Lakshmi na pai, but Lakshmi was never allowed to take part in Ras Leela. Ithe ki karan, what could be cause? Shruti pai, Lakshmi na pai, ithe ki karan, bhat kahe iha parvishite nare moram. Venkat Bhat Goswami, highly elevated personality, vidwan, very, he bhat kahe iha parvishite nare moram. He becomes very much bewildered. How come there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan? And Lakshmi Devi's wife, consort of Narayan, if Narayan is participating in Ras Leela, how come that she was not allowed in Ras Leela? Iha parvishite nare morman. I can't enter into the mysteries of this behavior. This is a mysterious thing that I can't understand. Iha parvishite nare and then he say, brother, ami jiv. I am a living entity, ordinary condition living, Shudra Buddhi. I have a very tiny intelligence, Sahaja Astri. Very easily my intelligence could be agitated. Iswarera Leela Koti Samudra Gambhir. And Leela, pastime of Iswarera, is very, very deep. So I don't understand how come that Lakshmi Devi was not allowed. And then, next verse. Tumi sakshat si Krishna jana nijapad. This is, since Venkat Bhat Goswami was staying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living with Chaitanya Venkat Bhat house for continuous four. By looking the characteristic behavior of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had got some doubt whether he is an ordinary human being or Krishna himself. But since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a form of sannyasi, he could not say that the Supreme Personality of God. But he has some doubt whether this personality, my owner, guest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this sannyasi, whether this is ordinary human being or some demigod or maybe a Supreme Personality of God. He has got doubt by looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behavior. Today he says, Tumi Sakshat Sei Krishna. He says, you are the directly the Supreme Personality of God, the same person who appeared as Nanda Nandan, as the son of Nanda Baba and son of Mother Yashoda. Tumi Sakshat Sei Krishna. You are Krishna. That Krishna who performed Ras Leela, you are not other than that personality. You are Tumi Sakshat Sei Krishna Jana Nijaka. You understand why you did not allow Lakshmi Devi in Ras Leela, that mystery you know. Sei Krishna Jana Nijkar. Nijkar, this is your activity, your pastime that you allowed. All the cowherd damsels, they were allowed in Ras Leela. Even the Rishi of Dandakaran, they were allowed. First they took birth in Braj and they were allowed in Ras Leela. We understand that even the Naradji, for time being, Shiva also, they got permission. They were also allowed for time being in Ras Leela. But you did not allow to take part in Ras Leela, your own concert, wife Lakshmi Devi, I don't. Jare janah sei jane tomar lila. Jare janah, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. You know the purpose of your activities, and the person who you enlighten can also understand your pastime. And here in purport, Prabhupada talks about this point. Jare janah sei jane tomar lilamat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his pastime can't be understood by blunt material senses. Venkat Bhat admitted that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here one point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. But he, when he appeared, he was playing the role of a pure devotee. So sometime, even in Navdeep or Mayapur, even Jagannathpuri, some people say that you are Supreme Personality of God. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blocked his ear with his finger. And so, no, this is very offensive. Vishnu. But if anyone said that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately blocked cover his ear with his finger. So no, no, you should not do this. I am an ordinary human being, and a human being should not be addressed as a supreme personality of Lord. But here today, the Venkat Bhat, highly elevated personality, was saying to me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not object. He did not say that I am supreme personality, but he would, in Mayapur, somebody immediately he was chastised. How come that you are telling a human being, ordinary living into the supreme personality? Same thing Venkat Bhat did. He said that you are directly the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened as if nothing has happened. It means indirectly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept. And in purpose of Prabhupada, the supreme personality of God, Krishna, and his pastime can't be understood by blunt material sense. One has to purify his senses by rendering transcendental loving service unto Lord. When the Lord is pleased and reveals himself, one can understand the transcendental form, name, qualities, and pastime of Lord. This is confirmed in the, again, the Katha Upanishad and the Mundak Upanishad, Yamaisa Brunute Tena Labhe. So here, point the Venkat Bhat Goswami says that we can't understand. In Vedic literature, many places it is described, especially that Mundak Upanishad. Nayam Atma Pravachane Na Labhyo. Nayam Atma Pravachane Na Labhyo. Na Me Dhaya Na Bahuna Surtena. This Atma, Na Krishna, absolute nature of Krishna, we can't understand by knowledge, our own endeavor. Our senses, especially material senses, are not competent enough to understand the Supreme Personality of God. Yam Aisha Brunute. It is not living entity who decide who will do devotional service, who will reach Krishna, who will understand. It is not from our side. Let Krishna decide. Krishna choose, select some devotee, some living entity. He favors that particular living entity. Only that living entity can understand Krishna. It is not that, okay, I want to understand Krishna, I will understand Krishna. No, this is not our decision. Decision of Krishna choose, select out of millions of living entity, Krishna select some fortunate living entity. Okay, this person is competent. He bestows his mercy upon living entity, and only that living entity can understand. It is not our decision, it is Krishna's decision. It is not our choice, Krishna's choice. Yam Aisha Brunute. Brunute and Barana. Barana means in the Swayambar, Swayambar, a highly qualified girl is given opportunity to select her husband. In the Swayambar Sabha, highly qualified the girl, she is allowed, she is given opportunity to you select. So she selects, that's called Barana. She does the Barana of her husband. It is she who decides who is my husband. The similarly here, Baran, Swayambar, Krishna decides, okay, this living entity, he will become my devotee. Yamaisa Brunute, when Krishna chooses, then that living entity can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can become devotee, he can exude, he can perform devotee. And here, especially because we are equipped with blunt, this is our material sense, we are not competent enough to understand Krishna. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is one verse, Atah Sri Krishna Nama Adi Na Bhavet Grahiyam Indriyahi Shevan Mukho Hijihvado Swayam Eva Spuratel. Meaning that our blunt material senses are not competent enough to understand Krishna. Krishna name far more quality. Atah Sri Krishna nama adi na bhavet grahiyam. It is not grahya for indriya. When we are inclined, sevan mukhohi, we are inclined, we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, in devotional service, then our senses get purified. And once our senses get purified, become transcendentally situated, then in the that purified, transcendentally elevated senses, Krishna reveals himself. Even that status also, our senses may be very much purified. We are maybe celebrate, raise ourselves on the spiritual platform. Our senses are completely spiritual. Even that time, our senses are not competent enough to understand. At that platform, when we raise ourselves on that platform, highly elevated platform, our senses are completely purified, completely transcendentalized. In that senses, Krishna does favor and he reveals himself. Shevan mukho hijivada swayam evaspura. So here Venkat Bhatt is telling, I am ordinary living body. Ami jiv chudra buddhi sahaja asti. I am insignificant condition living in. My mind could be agitated for very any. My mind is very flickering mind, agitated mind. How can I understand what? Pastime, Iswarera Leela, pastime of Iswarera, Koti Samudra, it is deep, deeper than, more than millions of oceans. So I can't understand your pastime. Since you are the Krishna himself, Supreme Personality, you display, enacted dastly, and you are responsible, you did not allow your own consort, dear consort, your dear wife, Lakshmi Devi, please reveal this mystery to me. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him elaborate description that how come, what was the fault on the part of Lakshmi Devi that she did not get intentions Ras Leela. For hint, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one big mistake, blunt. It's like a very blunder she made, Lakshmi Devi, still she's making, that she did not want to become subordinate of the Gopi, Brajavasi. She wanted to enter in Ras Leela. They are very serious. She wanted to enter Ras Leela with Krishna, but she was not, willing to take the subordination of the Gopi or Brajavasi. And anyone who does not become subordinate of Brajavasi, that person is Krishna's special character. He does not allow anyone in Krishna pastime if he is not taking subordination of a Brajavasi. And Lakshmiji did not. She was thinking, I, goddess of fortune, I will become a subordinate servant, maid servant of those girls who are earning their livelihood by selling buttermilk and making drying the cow dung. This is such a dirty event, and even they are poor. I should become subordinate to them. No, I will. She want to maintain her majestic power, Lakshmi Devi, Vaikunth. She wants to retain her majestic power. She did not want to accept the subordination of the gopis as Brajavasi. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this mystery. For that reason, she was not allowed. And she would not be allowed in future as well, as long as she will maintain this mentality. Majestic power. I am Lakshmi, consort, wife of Narayan. I will not accept the subordination of Gopi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that for that reason, Lakshmi Devi was. So here he asking Venkat Bhatt, Tumi Sakshat see jiva jana nija karma. You know your pastime, understand. How, for what reason you did not allow her, I don't know. Prabhu kahe, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, next that giving the, here that, tumi sakshat sri Krishna jana nija karma. Lakshmi Devi was not allowed, you did not allow, so you know for what reason you did not allowed her to participate in Ras Leela. Okay, here I should say. So Bankat Bhatt Goswami, this is conversation took place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Bankat Bhatt Goswami in Sri Rangam for continuous 4 months, and towards the end of 4 months, Kartik is 4 months of Chaturma, and towards the end of that month, this conversation take place right there in Sri Rangam on the bank of Kaveri River in the house of Bankat Bhatt Goswami. And as soon as the Chaturmas ends, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes further south for his traveling, for his tour. Okay, Bhadrapur.
Maharaj, then why is he still performing tapasya at Belva?
He still see, yes, yeah, the village celebrate, she performed the gopi at Nagpatni. Nagpatni, wives of Kali Nag, they are living in the Kali Hrad, Kali Lake. And the place where Lakshmi Ji is performing is right on the bank of Kali Hrid, Yamuna, another side, Lakshmi Ban. Geographically, this side, Vrindavan, between the river, Yamuna, where Kali was resting, and another side, means eastern side of Yamuna, Lakshmi Ji performing is there. And Kali Nag, they were wife, they were living there. So they have seen, they are witnessing. Kasyanu bhavasna dev vidmahe tavanghri renu yadvang chaya. In order to touch the lotus feet of Krishna, she wants to take the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna for that iksha, yadvang chaya, for that vang chaya. Sri Lakshmi Devi charat tapah. Charat, performing, still she is performing austerity. They are saying that Ras Leela she did not get, but still she has not given hope. Still she is performing. Vihaya kama suchira siddhita vrata. She has taken austere vow, abandoning the happiness, delight of Vaikunth. She is in Vaikunth, such a delight, but she gave up, abandoned the happiness, delight, pleasure of happiness. And here in Braj, in Madhu, no, Bel, sitting on the dust of Braj, taking an austere vow, taking many time in Yamuna River, rolling on the dust of Braj, eating, inhabit, very austere type of eating, sleeping on the floor, on the Suchira Dhrita Vrata, she has taken such a hard, austere vow. She is very much serious to enter. So she is not allowed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she was not allowed. Only mistake. She was serious. She is serious enough, Lakshmi Devi, but one mistake, blunder she does, that she is not ready to accept the subordination dasya of gopi. And if anyone not accepts, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described, in order to take part in Ras Leela, his mood, his bhav should be gopi bhav, and his body as well. in other body, like wife of, like girl of Brahmin, no. If you are identifying yourself that I am Brahman Kanya, and you want to take part, no, you are not allowed. Only the cowherd girl can enter. so that apparently their body should be like cowherd girl body. And mood also. Bhav and appear both. You have to dress like a gopi. You have gopi bhav, mood, feeling. They have certain feeling for Krishna, similar feeling we have to also. Same time body also, dress like. Shivji wanted to participate in Ras Leela, but he was not. So he does. He was really serious. There is one place. And what is the name of that kund? Mansur. She was brought there and in the yog maya on the gopi. If you really want to take part in Ras Leela this far, ugly far, serpent and the ashes all over the body, no way. Only female candidate can take part. So if really were interested to take part in Ras Leela, entered in this kund, Shiva entered and the dive took a holy dip in the Mansarovar. When he came out from the, then he had a gopi death, body of a gopi. And of course, mood, he has already cultivated the mood. Then Shiva was participated for time. So in order to take part in Ras Leela, appearance, they have to look at the body of a cowherd girl and same time dress. Not like any dress and every dress even not allowed. And mood. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given that this topic a further part. After answering this question, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for further south tour. Okay, so I think any comment? Okay, Granthra Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki.